You're listening to White Noise here on Joy 94.9. And Kez, how much do we love our Soundwave acts?
Oh, we love them very much.
The band that we're about to talk to, they'll be coming to Australia for Soundwave, obviously. Mm-hmm. Their new album, Weapons, will be available on April the 2nd. Their latest single is Better Off Dead, and they just happen to be Welsh. They are the Lost Prophets, and joining us on the line is Luke Johnson. Luke, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. And how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Very good. It's middle of the afternoon here. Very sunny. Yeah, just enjoying life.
Fantastic. Good for you. Now, Luke, where does the name Lost Prophets come from, and why did you guys choose it to represent your band?
A little brief explanation prior to that is, I'm actually the newest member of Lost Prophets. Mm-hmm. I'm the only member that's not Welsh. I'm actually English, which I'm obviously the brunt of a lot of jokes in the band for that. In doing interviews from being in the band the last 3 years, I've begun to establish that they are huge fans of a band from Birmingham. That band is Duran Duran. And basically, Ian was so obsessed with Duran Duran back in the day that he actually found in an old record store a bootleg copy of a greatest hits of, like, demos, kind of cleaning out the closet, and it was a total bootleg on tape. And it was actually titled The Lost Prophets. It actually used to be Lost Prophets with the letter Z, Z, but that changed, I think, in, like, 1999. So, yeah, it's quite the story.
Well, I'm glad you guys weren't like me, because if I found a bootleg Duran Duran record, I would put that straight on eBay and try to hawk it for as much as I could. So it's probably a good thing you guys found it first.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, we're talking like 1998 here, 97, 98. So, you know, people were still rocking the tapes. I think CD recording was just coming around. So I don't even know if eBay existed in 97.
Well, I'll just say I would have put it in the classifieds or something not as cool as the internet.
Stick it in a local magazine.
Exactly.
For people unfamiliar with Lost Prophets, how would you define yourselves in your music?
The band has been around now since the first record. It's actually been 11 years, but the band's been around more like 12, 13 years. And the band, obviously, through that decade and more, has gone through, you know, a number of evolutions. So the band has been constantly evolving. So, like, I still see the band as a very relevant band and a very key band in the sort of, like, rock sort of arena, you know. Many bands have kind of come around alongside Lost Prophets in the time that of its existence, you know, like 30 Seconds to Mars, My Chem, and all these bands have kind of grown together until they're kind of like peers of their scene. There's definitely a lot of talk in the UK now about Lost Prophets being a legacy band. That, like, a lot of interviews we've done, people are describing us as a legacy band, which is something that we are very proud of, because, I mean, that's a high kind of commendation, calling a band a legacy band when you've kind of led the sort of scene in the UK for a long time. And so I'd put ourselves as definitely a relevant band that are sort of like fathers of the UK alternative scene now, and I still think we have a particular relevance in other countries too, you know. And we're definitely biggest in the UK, and we've definitely got work to do in other territories, but we still have stable fan bases all over the world. Like, on my Twitter, I constantly get emails, you know, from kids in Australia from when we played shows there in 2010, from kids in South America, you know, Argentina. I get messages from kids in Indonesia, you know, and it's really eye-opening to realise the reach of Lost Prophets music.
Recently, you guys revealed the name of your forthcoming album. You've called it Weapons. So, other than you being the new drummer, what else are you guys offering? How's this going to be different from previous releases?
Well, I wouldn't say how is it going to be different. I would say my expression that I feel with this record, because I did a lot of filming during the record and interviewed all of our band members. We interviewed each other to make sort of, you know, some footage and maybe something that'll come out at a later date. And the description that I would say is that we've managed to encapsulate sort of the Lost Prophets sound. This is album number 5 now. So, like, the first album was very sort of like metal, punk, like very gritty. The second album was a little more polished. Start Something had the first real big A-list producer, Eric Ballantyne, and that became a really big record. Then they moved on to Bob Rock, and then that was another sort of like big record for Liberation Transmission. All these songs in these three records have evolved. They've gone from really gritty to really gritty and poppy to then, like, more of a pop sort of band, radio rock. And then The Betrayed, obviously, you know, everyone knows the story with that. It was recorded twice. The second time Stuart recorded the record, and so I didn't plan that record, but I toured the album, and the band always announced that record as their finest hour, their most honest record. And I definitely think you can hear that, and it's a very dark album. Now, album number 5, when you've covered all all those aspects, which is the current album Weapons, you would ask yourself, where does the band go from here? 12 years, album number 5, they're kind of a difficult album. But for us, what we managed to do was follow our heart and actually sort of make a record that I feel sums up what the term everyone's using, which is the Lost Prophets legacy, and sum up sort of like a little bit of something from all these records, you know. I think there's going to be something for everyone, but I think the stuff that is not their preference will also make them happy, you know. I think what we've managed to do with this record is please everyone. And I know it's not out yet, and I know we haven't had any feedback, but just reading some of the responses from Better Off Dead, you know, kids are saying on the forums, on YouTube, they're back, they sound like this again. And I know that there's some other stuff in the album that doesn't sound like that, that's going to keep other people happy. I feel very confident about this record being a real standout record in the Lost Prophets discography, you know?
Luke, talking about that record, and you just mentioned your latest single, Better Off Dead. We've had a listen to it and we love it, but going through the lyrics, there's actually some pretty emotive language there. I'm just going to read the chorus for the listeners. I sing revolution while you're trying to silence me, my resolution for a life I can lead. Adversity has become part of my destiny. I'd rather die on my feet than ever live on my knees. So my question is, what exactly is the motivation behind this song, and is it a theme that's continued throughout the record?
The theme... That song was actually the fourth song we approached in the studio. And so we had the music written, and Ian was kind of like, he wasn't coming out with anything. He was, I'm working on something. So we hadn't even had any like drips of like inclination what he was going to do. And to me, lyrically, it's one of his crowning moments. I think that song is awesome. And I know that like at the time we were in the studio, there was a lot of riots going on in the UK. We were recording after the earthquake, and there was a lot of sort of like worldly concern for stuff. And then from stuff he said on the last record, interviews in press and stuff, Ian could receive a lot of flack. He's been one always to express his opinion, whether it's tasteful to people in the press or not. He'll just give you the truth, you know, and I think he always speaks the truth in his lyrics. And I think the tail end of the last record and some press pieces, I think he felt like he needed to say his piece. And I can get behind that, you know what I mean? Because for me, I just think you don't get anywhere in the world without being honest, regardless of whether people like it or not. And I think that that was kind of his attitude with the song, you know.
So the Lost Prophets will be coming down under for Soundwave. How excited are you to play your sideshows and the festival itself for your Aussie fans?
Well, actually, for me, this time, personally, it's going to be really, really special. I know the whole band's looking forward to it. We've been talking about it for a couple months now. For me, it's the second time I've been to Australia. Luckily for me, being able to tour and being Lost Prophets has allowed me to go to a lot of places I haven't been. One of those places I always wanted to come to was Australia, and I did that in 2010, and definitely one of my standout moments from 2010. So to return for me is awesome, but in the period between coming to Australia last time and now coming with Soundwave, I actually found out I have family in Brisbane, and so I'm actually going to meet my family in Brisbane for the first time. So alongside revisiting Australia, one of my favourite countries that I've been to, I get to meet some family that I've never met and play on an awesome tour alongside some really fantastic bands. So I'm really pumped personally.
Now, Luke, we're very much rapidly running out of time. So out of all the acts playing at Soundwave, what would you say to people to get them to come and see the Lost Prophets perform live?
Our shows are always pretty fiery. Ian's a very charismatic frontman, and there'll always be, you know, some sensationalism from him on stage. But as a band, we've always been a really tight unit, and we've always been a band for the fans. And so, you know, there's going to be a lot of other bands. There's going to be a lot of other distractions. And why should people come and see Lost Prophets? And I think they should come and see Lost Prophets because we will rock the shit out of you. Sorry, I didn't mean to swear on air there.
That's all right. It's Australia. You can actually swear as much as you want.
Yeah, we'll rock your socks off, you know. I think we're going to be playing some, you know, a good handful of songs off the new record, and I know a lot of fans have been tweeting me saying they're really excited for us to come down, so I'm not kind of worried about our turnout. I think that we're going to get some good responses, and I think a lot of other bands will come and watch us too. I'm definitely going to be going and watching some of the bands on the bill, so exciting times.
Well, we'll be there with our extra socks to make sure you actually rock them off. Your new album, Weapons, yeah, will be out in April, and we're going to get a copy as soon as we can. Luke,
thank you.
Have fun at Soundwave, and good luck with your family reunion.
Thank you very much. It's been an honour and a pleasure. Thanks for having us on.